joined by Kay's keeper Rob Tolfrey after this afternoon's 2-0 win against Margate. Rob, talk us through that save from their number 7 at the end. That was one of the best I've seen, I think, down here in a long, long time. Did you know much about it?
Well, we could only go sort of one side. It was on the right hand side, so sort of gambled a bit, but I was quite lucky to get a hand to it and push it away. I was quite pleased.
And so, man of the match today as well. Does that add a little something extra to the 2-0 victory?
It is nice. Yeah, Dust was getting into me about keeping clean sheets, so it's nice to get a clean sheet in the end. I think it keeps everyone happy, everyone confidence high and stuff like that. So.
And it looked as though the referee didn't give you credit for a save that you did make. Margate seems to be a bit unhappy about one that they thought was a corner.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Did you get a touch on it?
I did, yeah, I did. I sort of pointed over to the corner so everyone see it, but no. It's just the way it goes. Sometimes
Fair
you get them, sometimes you don't.
Not going to argue with the referee.
Nah, referee's decision fine,
really. How are you settling in now? You've been here for a while now, and
yeah,
how are you finding the
enjoying
club?
I'm really enjoying it. Like, I've never worked with two people that work so hard in the coaching system, but they're very good people to work with, and quite seriously, you couldn't get more professional. I am really enjoying it.
So. And you're fairly established as the number one goalkeeper now. The previous number one, Luke Gower, is obviously out on loan. Does that sort of relax you a little bit now that he's gone out on loan, or not at all?
No, he comes in training with us, and he's an unbelievable goalie. He is good. He's older than me. He's experienced. He's pushing me all the way. And we've obviously got Grant come in now as well. He's going to push me as well. So I've got to always be. There's no way I'm going to try and slack.
No way you're going to sit back on your laurels.
No way at all.
Excellent. So. Horsham next week. You looking forward to that one?
Looking forward to going back. Yeah, me and manager went on a bit of a sell, no, which I weren't happy with. I didn't move here for the money or anything. That I'm no better off here, but. No, I'm looking forward to seeing my old friends and stuff like that, but we've just got a job to do, we've got to win the game, so.
Does it add an extra spice going back somewhere to your old club? Does it make does it motivate you even more, or?
I want to win. Obviously want to win. It would be horrible to go there and not win, so quite looking forward to it.
And how do you think we can do this season? I keep saying to Douse, you know, what are your expectations? He says, you know, 10th would be a good season. I'm sure he's not saying that in the dressing room. We're up to second now. Well, where do you think we could go?
Well, you need to have runs. Like you go, we win a few up there. It could turn, we lose a few, and you can be back mid-table again. So I think, as Douse says, you've just got to carry on each game as it comes. Keep winning and see where we are at the end of the year.
It is very tight, like you said, remember. What's the mood in the dressing room like?
I think everyone is just getting on each game as it comes. No one's getting ahead of themselves when we win. We lose a game, obviously everyone's disappointed, but we've just got to go on to the next one. So I think the playoffs are reachable and I'd like to get there, but we've got to just keep winning.
Like you say, playing behind the back five as it is at the moment. Francis Dukey seems quite a commanding presence in there, the captain the last few games. How do you find playing behind him?
Yeah, good. He's very experienced. I think all three of them are good. We've got Macca as well. Tomo's playing well at the moment. They're a good three or four to play behind. Really enjoying it, yeah.
And now you've been here for a few games. Do you find the sort of the communication between you guys is all building up? And
yeah, no, we got on well on and off the pitch as well. So it does make life a lot easier on there. Like if someone does something wrong, they'll tell me, or they'll tell me to be a bit louder. Or the communication is quite good. We just get on with it and move on to deal with the next thing.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
No worries.